From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels and the internationally recognized government of President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi are accusing each other of violating a UN-sponsored humanitarian truce. Edward Uranian reports.
The Saudi-led coalition says it is not bound by the ceasefire that went into effect on Friday. Houthi media report coalition airstrikes hit a military hospital in the capital, Sana'a, a conference center near the city, and homes of Houthi leaders in Saada and Amran. A Houthi-appointed health official told journalists in Sana'a the humanitarian situation is catastrophic. He said international aid groups believe 15 million Yemenis are suffering from hunger and millions of children face the danger of contracting measles and diarrhea. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United States says it strongly condemns a recent al-Shabaab attack on two hotels and an African Union force position in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. At least 16 people were killed in the attacks on the Wahaliye and the Siyad hotels on Friday. Mortar rounds were also fired Friday at Mogadishu's former football stadium, which now serves as a key AU base. No casualties were reported. Serbia's Novak Djokovic is the world's number one men's tennis player, winning his third Wimbledon title in the past 5 years Sunday in London. The 28-year-old defeated Switzerland's Roger Federer in the championship for the second straight year. It was Djokovic's ninth Grand Slam championship. You can read more details on voanews.com. This is VOA News. China says 109 ethnic Uyghurs who were deported from Thailand last week were heading to Turkey, Syria, and Iraq to join Islamic militants. Beijing defended the return of the group Saturday in response to international criticism by the United States, the United Nations, and independent human rights groups who expressed concern the Uyghurs could be subjected to serious abuses upon their return. The Chinese Foreign Ministry also said it lodged a formal protest with the U.S. State Department over its criticism of the deportations. A new day of negotiations on Iran's nuclear program continues in Vienna after a late night of talks. A senior U.S. State Department official warned that major issues remain to be resolved in those talks. The U.S. has never speculated about the timing of anything during these negotiations, according to the official Sunday, after reports that a deal may be close and could be announced Monday. Meanwhile, a senior Iranian official said negotiators are working hard, but he described reaching a deal Sunday as simply logistically impossible. Talks continue on economic help for Greece as finance ministers from the 19-member Euro currency union are talking again today on whether to grant Greece a new bailout after failing to reach a decision the night before. Lisa Bryant reports.
After reaching no decision on Saturday, Eurozone finance ministers arriving for more talks early Sunday offered a mixed forecast. Finance Minister Alexander Stubb of Finland, one of the biggest skeptics, put the state of the talks at between 3 and 4 on a scale of 10.
What we are saying is that the conditionality that has been presented by the Greeks is simply not enough. At this stage, we need to have clear commitments, clear conditionality, and clear proof that those conditions will be implemented at the end of the day. That's pretty much where we stand.
On the table is a package of reforms proposed by Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras with backing from Greek lawmakers. Some reforms are even tougher than those presented by Greece's creditors and which Greek voters rejected in a referendum. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Hundreds of workers demonstrated in Myanmar Sunday demanding the government approve a higher minimum wage. Workers marched outside an industrial zone in the city of Yangon and called for a daily minimum wage of $3.54 per day. That's well above the $3.18 proposed last month by the National Minimum Wage Committee. Myanmar's current minimum wage is $2.65 a day. Pope Francis celebrated the last Mass of his three-nation South American tour on a very special altar. As we hear his comments here, it was made in honor of Paraguay's native Guarani and out of respect for Mother Earth. It's composed of 40,000 ears of corn, 200,000 coconuts adorned with squash. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.